when she's dating other guys, or and then she's going to you and being like, why is this happening? Why is he doing? And you're having to be the good friend giving her dating advice to make her relationship with another guy better, and just eating all of those emotions that of you being like, if it was me, I would be doing this and I would be so much better for you. Like, don't do that to yourself. Welcome to the Guiding Mind Podcast. I am your host, Eric Almeida, here to dive into another episode where we tackle those burning questions that many of us men face. You know how it is, those moments when you're feeling a bit lost, your mind is telling you that something is wrong, and you don't see a path forward. That's what we're here for. As a coach, I'm in the trenches every day working with men who are seeking that compass, that roadmap to becoming the best version of themselves. Whether it's seeing a clear path with your career, hearing from loved ones how much they value you, or feeling a deep sense of purpose, we're going to talk about it all. Now, today's questions revolve around the idea about being friends with a woman that you're romantically interested in. I see questions around being friends with women and being friend-zoned a ton online. And specifically, we're going to talk about what a man should do if he gets rejected by a woman he wants to date, but she wants to stay friends, how a man can politely tell a woman that he's not interested in staying friends with her because he wants to be with her romantically, the drama that can happen when women keep these men around, these exes in particular, and how that can interfere with their current relationship, and the more controversial topic of can men and women be friends at all? So let's start with one of the first questions that I came across on Reddit, which is, what do you do when a girl rejects you, but she says that she wants to stay friends? So, question follows up with, I met an amazing girl in class and hung out yesterday, and it turned out we have a lot in common. However, when I asked her out on a date, she said that she isn't looking for a boyfriend at the moment, but she's happy being friends. Should I be friends with her and live in false hope, or should I just move on, although she is an awesome person? So, here's the thing that I would recommend to men when it comes to the fact that you've asked a girl out. She doesn't want to be romantically connected to you, but she wants to stay friends. My best advice to you is to walk the hell away from her. Now, you might seem that they might that might sound harsh, but here's the thing. You're going to continue to invest yourself into her and into that now friendship relationship. And you're going to invest more into that relationship in hopes that it's going to turn into a romantic relationship. And even this guy calls it out and saying a false hope that it might turn into a romantic relationship. That's going to keep you from actively pursuing other women because there's going to always be this part of you that's going to be hung up on her. And truthfully, you're going to give her everything that she's looking for in a relationship without you getting what you're looking for back. You're going to give her a sense of commitment. You're going to give her an ear. You're going to give her your perspective, your attention, your time, maybe even your money, all in hopes that at some point she chooses you. Now, that is unbelievably demeaning for a man to be investing so much into someone who blatantly does not want to connect with you in that kind of way. This is one of those situations where those freaking rom-coms are giving a terrible guidance to men around the whole idea of like, if you stay around, she'll eventually, realize that you're the one and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no. Does that happen in real life? It's relatively rare from my perspective, but for most men, it's just unrelenting torture to be friends with someone who you'd rather be dating. And then when she's dating other guys, or and then she's going to you and being like, why is this happening? Why is he doing? And you're having to be the good friend giving her dating advice to make her relationship with another guy better and just eating all of those emotions that of you being like, if it was me, I would be doing this and I would be so much better for you. Like, don't do that to yourself. So, if there's someone in your life that you want to date, Be bold and ask her out. Now, what happens if that happens and you want to politely say, you know, I don't want to be friends because you asked her out and she said no. So going on to another question, they said, let's hypothesize that you were both interested in each other at one point, got physical, maybe you got a little attached, and then she lost interest but still insists on texting you daily as friends. You've known each other for a few months, theoretically. I'd like to tell her I'm not interested in just being friends for a while at least so I can move on. What's a good way to structure the convo without sounding like a wuss? Consider just cutting her off, but I've had that done to me before and it feels bad. So he was giving an example of there was a spark. They gave it a go. It didn't work out. And she doesn't want to continue it romantically, but is trying to push him into the friend zone. So how do you respectfully end that? You tell her, hey, I really like you. I would really want to have you as my girlfriend. I respect the fact that that's not what you want, but that means that we can't be friends because I'm romantically interested in you. I can't be friends with you and also be romantically interested in you at the same time. That's not fair to me, and it's not fair to you because it's going to put pressure on you to change the dynamic of the relationship, and I want to respect your boundaries. And it's not fair to me because I'm not going to be able to move on. So the best thing for both of us is for us to part ways on good terms, but for us to just completely end our relationship altogether across the board. And, you know, you can even say to her, I hope you respect this boundary that I'm setting. Because here's the thing. Setting boundaries in general is a masculine trait. It's setting up the hard walls of this is okay and this is not okay. Women, out of their natural sense of empathy, don't want to be cruel or mean to people. And it's one of the reasons why women will friend zone guys, because they don't want to be mean. They don't want to cut them off and kick them out. Like, it's mean from their perspective. They feel like they're hurting the guy by completely cutting ties. And what they don't understand is that in this situation where a guy is romantically interested in her, but she's not interested in him in that way, the kindest thing to do is for her to end the relationship up front. Don't ghost, that's cowardly for both sides, but to cut it off. And a lot of women don't do that. It takes a very bold, strong woman to cut a man off directly to him, to his face. We as men need to do that for ourselves and also to remove this complicated relationship. Because like I was saying before, you're going to want to continue to invest in her as if she is your girlfriend. And, you know, for a man to do that, he's sending resources someplace that doesn't deserve it anymore. You're giving her more than she deserves because she's not willing to give you what you're looking for back. And that's fine. You know, so you politely say, you know, I appreciate that you want to be friends. That's not what I'm looking for. And the best thing for both of us is for us to move on and for this to be the end of any relationship that we have. And that's it. End it. If she breaches that boundary, she keeps reaching out to you, she keeps talking to you, she declines to do that, then you say to her bluntly, you're not respecting my wishes like I'm respecting yours. And so this is the end. I'm going to block you. I'm not going to respond to any more messages from you, and end it cold and hard. It's not worth it, especially if she breaches that boundary. End it blatantly. We're going to take a quick break from this episode and ask that you help support the channel by joining our Patreon at www.patreon.com/theguidingmind. You get to access to a bonus episode each and every week. You can ask your own questions that I'll answer here on the podcast, and even have a private coaching sessions with me where we can really dive into the nitty-gritty of whatever challenge you are facing. Once again, all of this is available to you at www.patreon.com/theguidingmind. Link in the show notes below. And now back to the episode. Now, this is, and part of this too is how things get really complicated when women keep these men around. So let's say you have a girlfriend. So here's another question I came across. How do you deal with my girlfriend wanting to hang out and be close with several guys she used to casually sleep with? So she's done this. So a guy is dating a girl who has friend-zoned a bunch of guys that she has already been romantic with. That is a massive, massive red flag for a guy because he knows, because as men, we know that when you hook up with someone, even if that relationship ends, there's still those tethers of romance there. There's still that level of complication. And so, what do you do if your girlfriend is still hanging out with guys that she used to sleep with? You have to convey to her that this feels very inappropriate to you, that it you don't that this is this makes you feel very conflicted in the fact that she's still connected with these other guys. Because think of the present to her the reverse. Imagine that you were still you as the guy were still hanging out with ex-girlfriends and still friends with them. She would be just as threatened as you would be. And so what you would do and what I would recommend that you would do in this situation is you would say to her, "Hey, it makes me feel uncomfortable that you are still hanging out with guys that you used to sleep with." You know, and you can say, "I trust you, the girlfriend, to maintain that boundary, but I don't trust them." And you can say, once a guy hooks up with a girl, there is that always that connection of like, I can get this again. And so it's not fair to you as the boyfriend to be have that level of threat there. Because, and you can even say the last thing that you want is for there to be doubt in your relationship, and her being so close with people she used to hook up with injects a lot of doubt into the relationship. And you can say, and to ask her, you know, "Hey, you know, can you please pull away and end these relationships?" And say, like, it, you're asking it out of respect for the relationship that you have with her. Now, she may flat out refuse to do that. And that's going to have you, the guy, the boyfriend, now have to ask yourself, okay, am I willing to accept this, knowing that I conveyed to her how it bothers me and that she's not willing to do this for our relationship? That's a tough pill to swallow. Whatever you decide, you're going to have to live with it. But I'll be very honest, if she's not willing to understand your perspective with that and respect that and to work with you around that in some way, whether that means you only hang out, you know, finding some way to negotiate around that, maybe it doesn't mean she lose those relationships disappear altogether, but maybe it means that she never hangs out with these guys on her own. Maybe it's always with you and stuff like that. Then, if there's no negotiation in that kind of way, then I would be very concerned about maintaining the relationship. Because truthfully, you're being very upfront and very honest with her about how much this is bothering you. And she's basically saying, deal with it if you want to deal with me. And so I'd be very cautious with that. Now, there's one exception to this. There's one exception that comes to mind when it comes to this, and that is you are dating or in a relationship with a woman who has children and they still have a relationship with the father of their child. In that situation, that man is never going to leave her life because he is always going to be around because he is the father of her kids. And so you have to, as the guy in this new relationship, have to accept the fact that she is always going to have that entanglement with her ex because it's the father of her children. And so you have to decide if you're willing to deal with that level of entanglement. And if you're not, she's not the right person to be in a relationship with because the father's never going to go away in that situation. It's not the same if it was just someone they dated. Even if they were married but didn't have kids, that's still not the same. Different situation. Once there's a father involved, he's never going away. So keep that part in mind. We're going to take a quick break from this episode. I'm going to ask for you to like and subscribe. Liking and subscribing helps the channel out a ton. And if you happen to know other men in your life who you think would benefit from hearing this kind of guidance and this kind of advice, share it with them. It helps the channel out a ton, and I would greatly appreciate it. Now, it goes to the ultimate question of, can men and women be friends at all? And so here's another question that came across in that way. Thoughts on don't be friends with a girl you want to date. Bit of context. She was someone I thought would be friends at work, helped her get some self-esteem to talk to a guy she wasn't sure about. I was flirty but kept my distance because of work, ended up falling for her while getting to know her. She's left, and I'm not sure if I should contact her again. So once again, look at the flaw here. He wanted to be romantic with her. Instead, he was being friendly with her, invested in that relationship, fell for her even more, and now doesn't know what to do. And he did start with him wanting to be friends first, but it ended up getting very complicated very fast. And so, what does a guy do in that particular situation? Fundamentally, can men and women be friends? Yes, with a lot of conditions. One, you as the guy need to have unbelievably strong boundaries around this. Unbelievably strong boundaries, because it's going to create an immense amount of temptation. So I'll give an example from my own life. So I have no gay male friends. For me, it's too much temptation. And out of respect to my husband, I kind of don't have them. I have a lot of male friends who are straight, and I have a lot of female friends who are straight or gay or everything in between. And for me, there isn't any complications when I'm with a straight woman because nothing's ever going to happen, at least on my end. If she gets a crush on me, I'm going to shoot it down and be like, girl, it's not going to happen. And now I will admit, have I had crushes on straight friends, straight guy friends? I have. Now, them being straight creates a firm boundary to prevent anything that would happen. My commitment to my husband creates a firm boundary there as well. And then, depending upon the circumstances, a lot of these guys tend to be in relationships already. So there's multiple built-in boundaries there. But the temptation still can still happen. And even in those moments where I'm still friends with these guys and I can feel that little bit of interest, pop up once in a while when I'm with them, I have these boundaries to slam down it to kill that interest in being like, he's straight, he's just a friend, he's in a relationship, I'm in a relationship, I'm not going to do that. Like all these boundaries on these emotions that come up. So can a straight guy be friends with a straight girl? Like I said, it gets really, really complicated. So if both the guy and the girl are in relationships already, then I would say there's better success for there to be friendships. And honestly, I would do it as couples so that there's always the boundaries of the relationships there. Highly recommended on that regard. Can you be friends with a colleague at work and the frame of the relationship is around work? Yes. But I would say don't let that relationship leave the work world. Because if you end up hanging out with her outside of work, it's going to go into a conventional friendship, and then it's going to get real complicated real fast unless you have some kind of other boundaries in place, whether they're self-imposed or whether you're in relationships and things like that. So it gets very, very complicated. The other thing too is that you can also get in relate, you know, men and women can get in a relationship with each other if there's enough of a difference in age and things like that where it creates this separation where it wouldn't make sense. So, can you be friends with a woman who is decades older than you and she could be like that? She could be the surrogate aunt or the surrogate mother to you in some kind of fashion. Sure. You know, if you, you know, for men, it's a little bit harder to do the reverse because there's plenty of older men who date very young women who could be their daughters or granddaughters. So that dynamic doesn't work terribly well. And so it, once again, it does get very, very complicated. So I would end with, when it comes to male and female relationships, sex and romance are going to be a constant complication. And unless you as the guy have really, really strong boundaries, that sexual chemistry is going to interfere. So I would be very cautious having female friends be part of your life unless you can have those firm boundaries put in place within yourself to make sure it doesn't go anywhere further. And to sum up once again, if you want to be romantically involved with her, go straight to that. And if it doesn't work out, end the relationship across the board. It's only going to cause you pain. If you enjoyed this content and you're looking for more videos just like this one, click over here. I have lots more videos of me commenting on men looking for advice.